Item 12, documents for sealing, 29th September 2015. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to recommend that this motion be adopted with the additional following document: consent agreement to build over an easement, section 173 of the Planning and Environment Act 1987, Council and Quinmar Proprietary Limited, 73 Weatherby Road, Doncaster.
Thank you, Councillor Gruber Costopoulos. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Nothing to add. Thank you. No speakers against. I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 13, Chief Executive Officer.
There are no Chief Executive Officer reports, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 14, notices of motion for which notice has been given. Item 14.1, notice of motion by Councillor P. McLeish. Notice of motion number 1, 2015. Councillors, I move that Council continues to advocate strongly for Doncaster Rail as the ultimate transport solution for Manningham and request officers to investigate improved rapid bus transit solutions, such as a busway, as an interim solution for improved commuting to and from the Melbourne CBD. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillors, I rise to speak to this particular motion, which I have drafted because I am concerned. I'm concerned that we are being put in a difficult position by both our state government and state opposition, as they have determined that they will not be pushing forward with the proposals for Doncaster Rail. We have a phase two study for Doncaster Rail that is now sitting before them waiting to be commissioned, and they're refusing to fund it. They're refusing to advance this particular project. The most recent letter that we had from Minister Jacinta Allen says that the Andrews Labor government has an ambitious public transport infrastructure agenda and is committed to doing to timely delivery of projects. But unfortunately, the project that we want delivered, Doncaster Rail, is just doesn't fall within the scope of that. So we're in a conundrum. We have a conundrum facing us, councillors. We have a state government that has no interest in making Doncaster Rail go forward. And we know from our own analysis that it's 15 years that we're going to have to get moving on this project next year if we want to make the 15-year deadline that's within the government's own forward estimates. Yet there's no commitment to government to actually fund the study into determining the business case and determining the final alignment so that the project can move forward. And that leaves us with a problem for our citizens. How do we ensure that our community is going to have useful public transport going forward? Our city is expanding rapidly. Melbourne is expanding rapidly. We have a city that's growing at 1 million people every 10 years. In 25 years, our city is going to grow by over 50%. Public transport is key to moving our population in that context. And Manningham's public transport has to move forward. We cannot simply be frozen in time waiting for the government to commit to Doncaster Rail, and we certainly can't leave the reservation down the centre of the freeway open for some government to decide one day that they want to widen the road there. So our challenge is very simple. How do we improve public transport for our commuters? How do we ensure that the land reservation is preserved? And that's why I'm putting forward this particular motion. I would like to empower our organisation to look at the next generation of rapid bus transit. It's done very effectively in other states. It's used quite extensively in Adelaide and also in Brisbane. And it is a very effective way of getting even more rapid bus transport for cities, major cities. If we were to do this down the centre of the freeway, we would see a significant improvement in commute times for our citizens. It would come about simply because the buses are no longer competing with broken down vehicles in the emergency lane. They're no longer competing with the ramp crossing points with traffic leaving the freeway, and they can stay at speed for the entire journey down the length of the freeway. There is also the opportunity to build connection points at some of the bridges to allow platforms to be built to allow commuters to join the bus network at that point. Come down stairs, come down elevators, just like they do on the Mandurah rail line in Perth, down the centre of the freeway. This sort of investment in infrastructure is going to be far less expensive than Doncaster Rail, and it will give us a transport network for the next 15 years whilst we wait and wait and wait for the state governments to actually recognise that our city is growing rapidly and needs better public transport. We have, facing us within 2 years, we will have Doncaster Hill 50% built. It is as simple as that. 50% of the apartments available in Doncaster Hill will be finished within 2 years. How are those commuters going to transfer into the CBD precinct? We already know that 1 in 5 workers in the city of Manningham commute to the South Melbourne, Parkville and CBD precincts. We need to provide better public transport for those residents into the future as a stopgap mechanism before we get Doncaster Rail. We're already arguing various cases to that effect to improve things such as the bus lanes in Hoddle Street. It's my view that we as a council should now consider what alternatives we might have in terms of bus transport. This particular motion will give the policy decision for our officers to go ahead and commence some investigation. Simply that. Begin some analysis of what options we have in front of us. So I ask my fellow councillors to support this particular motion. Thank you. Councillor O'Brien.
Just to echo your words there, Mr. Mayor, and I commend you on bringing this one to us. It is an important motion. Do nothing, nothing happens, quite simply, and that's obviously what the state government are doing. Let's not go too heavily on the state government for failing to take this forward, but if they're not going to do anything, then one has to look at alternative. And as my fellow councillors would be aware, I always advocate Plan B, and the time has come. Plan B is the rapid bus lanes into the city. And I can tell you this, councillors, you know, as a frequent user of both bus and car, as I was this morning, even on kiddie school holidays, it is horrendous. It is horrendous to get into the city. And you just see the frustrated motorists there, you know, half asleep, half awake, trying to get into the city, and their day has started, and it's painful. Or you're on the bus, and you're one of the lucky ones to get a seat, which I might add, I do give up, but you're one of the lucky ones to get a seat. By the time it's down at the park and ride, it's crowded, it's full, and it's not a pleasant journey. We do need to do something, and we do need to get better access for the community that we're building here. Mr. Mayor, forget the emergency, forget the vehicles breaking down and the emergency vehicles. It is quite frustrating when you're seeing cars use that emergency vehicle just out of leisure because either they're in a hurry to get to the city or they couldn't be, you know, they couldn't be stuck getting a ticket. It is feral out there, and we need to do something. And as this city grows, as this great community of ours grows, and as we as councillors sit around here and we advocate tirelessly, endlessly for rail, as previous councils have done, and we just keep getting frustrated at the lack of, I guess, interest there is from the state government to provide a rail system into Manningham, let's start that discussion, let's start the advocacy of getting better high-speed bus routes. Yes, Brisbane's got it, grew up when they started developing this now, and I can tell you what, Brisbane residents love it, where you have park and ride facilities along the freeway. Fantastic. But councillors, I'm glad that you've brought this motion before us, Councillor McLeish. It is a very important one, and I think one that we need to really, in our last term of this council, really set the impression, get this debate going, and start the legacy that, you know, when my kids go to the city and, as they will do, and, you know, they're in the workforce in another 15, 20 years' time, they'd be pretty pleased that this council was working tirelessly and endlessly to get this better commute system going and organised. So I commend this motion to you all.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 15, urgent business reports.
Mr. Mayor, there are no urgent business reports.
Thank you. Item 16, questions from the public? There are none. Item 17, confidential reports. There are none.
None.
Item 18, questions without notice from councillors. Councillors, Councillor Galbally.
Just one item, Mr. Mayor. Are you aware that I've just received recently the NAGA update? NAGA being the Northern Alliance for Greenhouse Action. We are one of the member councils, one of nine. They've been doing quite a lot of work in the last 4 months, so I'll just summarise it for you.
Thank you.
Basically, in their advocacy, they've actually put forward no less than 7 submissions. I'll just quickly run maybe through 3 of them. One is the Victorian Renewable Energy Roadmap. This submission is advocating for a stronger target of 50% by 2025, a transition plan from away from fossil fuels and to support battery storage. Another one is energy licensing framework reviews. Another one is fair price for local renewable energy generation. NAGA is proactively engaging in discussions with the Victorian Government and also the Essential Services Commission. And they're advocating for an increase in the value received by local renewable energy generators. And there's quite a few others, and one that I'm sure Meg would be happy to know, solar rates. Because with the recent positive charge bulk buy for solar that Manningham Council sort of was part of earlier this year, both Meg, Councillor Downey, and myself solared up our homes, and obviously we'd like to see a fairer input of credits. And there'll be more to come. They're a very proactive group, and I think we're doing really well being members.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Downey.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, are you aware that a couple of weeks ago the Doncaster All Abilities Basketball Club had their annual awards night? And if you'd indulge me, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about it.
Councillor, I'd love to hear about it.
We support them financially, and I'd like to sort of report to my fellow councillors that this is money extremely well spent. It's a delight to see these young people playing their basketballs. There was one young lady there. She just stood there with her hands on her hips and didn't do anything, just watched it happening. And she does know how to dribble and whatever her father told me. But a couple of the highlights on the night were that the whole session was run by the young people. They've got a youth leadership group, and there was a young man called Nicholas Henderson who emceed the whole procedure, and I tell you what, he was a credit. We could use him at anything with ours, but we need an MC. He handled it with such aplomb. He hasn't been with them that long, and he's had a rather unfortunate background, and he said, "I've finally found a home." And one of the things that really struck me was there were various people that were doing presentations, and one lad got all emotional and ran off the stage, and Nicholas just came back onto the stage and took over and continued like nothing had happened. And I thought that was really impressed me. The other thing that was really great was to see young Christy Chapman, who was our Young Citizen of the Year some years ago, participating and getting up and speaking. Now, I remember when she was Young Citizen, she didn't say boo. She was Young Citizen of the Year. Helen Jerkovic was our Senior Citizen of the Year, and Helen very much helped her, but Christy didn't say anything. And the other night, she was up there talking and playing a really active role. So I think that we can be proud as a council that we've fostered these young people, that we do support the group financially, and that they are developing under us. Now, I've got a couple of others, if I may.
Certainly, Councillor. Thank you for that one. I agree, the All Abilities Basketball Group is quite extraordinary. And that's one of the best basketball competitions I've visited in my time as a councillor.
I think, are you aware, last week I was at the Royal Melbourne Show and I was watching the wood chopping and there was a Laurie O'Toole participating. I couldn't believe it. He comes from Doncaster. So here in Doncaster, we have a champion wood chopper. And he's I think they said he's in his 70s, but he's still going. His son is also a champion as well. And I was reading up a bit about it today. Danny Minogue was eyeing off the grandson. But I was just interested to see that there was someone from Doncaster participating in the wood chop. I believe his daughter once worked for council.
That might explain why the orchards were so successful.
Someone said that they wondered if
they chopped them all down.
We'll have to keep them away from Ruffey Lake Park. And the last thing, Mr. Mayor, are you aware that on Sunday the Lions Club of Park Orchards, very ably led by our former councillor Graham McMillan, did a clean up in the 100 acres, and he said that there was a lot of work there, and they did a little bit, but I think that's really admirable that the Lions are getting out there and cleaning up 100 acres. I know that he said there was a lot of oxalis. I know that there are a lot of Scotch thistles, and just from watching them in my area, they multiply so quickly, and that is something that we really need to keep on. So I'd really like to commend the Lions Club for getting out there and doing some work in one of our lovely parks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor O'Brien.
What's a Ribbon Awareness Month without Councillor O'Brien? Mr. Mayor, are you aware that the month of October is the Breast Cancer Awareness Month? It is probably the most distinguished of all our Ribbon Awareness Months in terms of perhaps we all know somebody that has been through or has died of breast cancer, and thankfully survival rates are going up to 89% now, according to the Breast Cancer Awareness Month webpage. So I do ask my fellow councillors to dig deep and to make a donation to either to the Cancer Council or to this wonderful cause and buy a pink ribbon.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Hayne.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gough. Thank you. Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, are you aware that recently we had a retirement of one of our local police officers, Detective Sergeant Phil Crescent, who was part of the Manningham CIU. Basil started back in 1977 and recruited and was sworn in and started working in the Footscray Police Department. And I wanted to acknowledge Basil for the work that he's done in the Doncaster CIU area and as well as the Manningham CIU area. So we just wanted to acknowledge him and the work that he's done throughout our area and looked after our municipality. And well done to him for his 38 years of service all up. Bill was a recipient of the National Medal of Second Class, the Victorian Police Service Medal of Fifth Class, the National Police Service Medal, 35-year service award commendation, and also a number of district commendations. So we wish Bill well in his retirement.
Indeed. Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. It's appropriate that you mention this today. It's Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos. My apologies.
We just sort of used
searching
it
for a sort of shorter name to say.
Mr. Mayor, is that Michael?
Thank you.
Irish, not Scottish, isn't it?
It's appropriate that we recognise him today. It's Police Remembrance Day today. It's Blue Ribbon Day. So it's an appropriate point in time to remember it. Thank you. Councillor Kleinert. In that case, councillors, I believe we are done with proceedings for the evening. The meeting is hereby closed.